"Awake, Watson?" he asked.
"Yes."
"Game for a morning drive?"
"Certainly."
"Then dress. No one is stirring yet, but I know where the stable boy sleeps, and we shall soon have the trap out."
He chuckled to himself as he spoke. His eyes twinkled, and he seemed a different man to the somber thinker of the previous night. As I dressed, I glanced at my watch. It was no wonder that no one was stirring. It was 4:25. I had hardly finished when Holmes returned with the news that the boy was putting in the horse.
"I want to test a little theory of mine," said he, pulling on his boots. "I think, Watson, that you are now standing in the presence of one of the most absolute fools in Europe. I deserve to be kicked from here to Charing Cross, but I think I have the key of the affair now."
"And where is it?" I asked, smiling.
"In the bathroom," he answered.
"Oh, yes, I am not joking," he continued, seeing my look of incredulity.
"I have just been there, and I have taken it out, and I have got it in this Gladstone bag. Come on, my boy, and we shall see whether it will not fit the lock."